Ladies and germs, welcome to the Croft and Warrior podcast, the only podcast where I have to record this intro twice because I forgot to push the record button. I'm your host, Jack Schieffer. Here at Crofton, we've been getting many upgrades over the years, some big, some small. Devout Crofton Warrior podcast listeners will remember last episode where Mr. O talked about our one-to-one iPad system, among other things. This little school sure has been growing like a weed, but it's true. Our iPad system was a big change from the same old books and pencils and heavy backpacks. We have gotten more technological over the years. I wrote this intro on a keyboard that we just hand out in a library. We barely even use smart boards anymore. Mr. Gade has two projectors, two laptops, and three monitors, along with a fancy standing desk. And today's episode is about upgrades. Mainly this year's big upgrade, the big old Daktronics board in the gym. Mrs. Baker and I have been figuring that thing out, so there's going to be an interview with Baker, and also Trevor and Josh, who both ran the board. We have an interview with Miss Kramer, our activities director, who has been overseeing all this fun stuff over the years, and Miss Pack, our school tech lady, who always has something going on. So, that's the episode. I hope you have a good time listening. You have a good time listening to this episode.
Test, test.
There we go.
Okay. I'm ready.
You want to introduce yourself for the third time?
Yes. I'm Courtney Baker, and I am the journalism teacher and advisor for the yearbook and the video board for the fifth year. Video board for first year.
All right, we got two other hooligans. Trevor, you want to go first?
Yeah, my name is Trevor Allen. I'm in journalism. This is my first year.
My name is Josh Polinski. I'm in journalism, too.
Is it your second year?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Oh, journalism, too.
Yes,
not journalism also.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
By the way, this is being recorded in Baker's room, and I'm making eye contact with JC. So... We're here to talk about the video board and everything going on with that. And so we've got Baker, who has gone through all of the classes and videos and figured everything out.
Yeah,
entirely,
sure.
Figured everything out. And then Trevor and Josh, you guys ran it the other day. Yesterday?
Yep.
Yesterday.
Literally last night.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to start. Sorry that you guys won't be able to answer this.
Oh.
But where did this come from? Where did the concept of the video board come in, and when were you like notified of what everything was happening?
Okay, so I think this all started about a year ago. I think someone had brought it to the attention of, I'm pretty sure it came from the boosters. And there are schools in our area who already have video boards. Boone Central has two, Summerland has two in their gym. And people were seeing that and thought, you know, why couldn't Crofton have something like that? And so they started to look into it and discovered that it's actually a really great revenue stream for our activities because you can get sponsorships to help pay for the video board. And then once the video board is paid for in full, then the sponsorships continue and that money can go directly into our students' programs, activities, things that they need our facilities. So that was really why they started to look into doing it about a year ago. And we wanted to make sure we could get the sponsors that we needed. We started doing that. Nancy Potts, who was a member of the Crofton Boosters, mm-hmm. and myself, we went around and talked to a lot of businesses and we solidified enough sponsorships to pay for it in, should be paid for in 5 years.
Ooh, sweet.
In full. And in fact, last night we ran it for the first time. The boys did. I just watched them do it. They did such a good job.
Such a great job.
It was fantastic. We actually really, I swear to God, I got an email from someone I don't even know. They emailed me and said that it looked great and they loved it. I have been stopped many times today here at school.
I have also been stopped many times today at school.
And people have said that they thought it was great and also enjoyed watching it very much and have sort of like, it's almost like they're taking the community ownership over it because they like want, they're letting me know what they want to see.
Ooh.
So instead of saying, I wish you wouldn't have done that or have like negative things to say, it's been very positive and been more like, I wish we could see more of this or that was so great. Do some more of this. So I think that's really great. And we've had more sponsors already like Voice Interest within 24 hours. Yes. And I had a thought that might happen, you know, because once you get there and you see how it's working and how the sponsors, how much exposure that they get, that you'd get more businesses interested in. And there have been a few already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's great.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
To you guys, how was running it for the first time? Do you guys want to explain how that works and what you all did?
Well, we had Trevor was pointing stuff out to me, like what was happening in the game. And then I would press the button on the computer and yeah, it would show up on the video board.
Josh was stressing.
Trevor told me the wrong thing a few times.
I don't believe so.
Just one time for sure.
Yeah.
One time for sure. But other than that, I think it was pretty good for a first time doing it. I mean, it's a lot of pressure being the first ones to do it. And they did stay, like Trevor was kind of like the spotter the whole time, the whole night. And it went 4 sets, the game. So it was like longer than maybe you would have thought it was going to be. And then Josh was the one running the laptop. And that was to be the first one to do it. Like, that's stressful because, you know, it's like the unknown. It's stressful.
Were you stressed, Josh?
At the start, but as the game went on, it got easier.
We should kind of be like hidden away from the student section, I think.
Oh, really? Why do you say that, Trevor?
Because the student section keeps like yelling at us and stuff for not saying doing the right thing.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
Kind of, yeah. But they also like really wanted to show off their reading skills, and they would like read everything that was on the board.
That's what Lane was doing in the band.
Was he? Yeah. And that's what one of the students told me today, that they actually, and I don't know if this is good or not, but they were like watching the board more than they were watching the game.
That's probably first
game.
Yeah,
I think that'll wear off over time.
Yeah, we'll get bored of it.
Yeah. Bored of the board.
Bored.
Puns.
So, what kind of stuff for you guys, just so people know who are listening, people who are listening know, what things are we putting on the board? And what things for you, Bake, after they talk, what things do we have planned to put on the board in the future? So you guys first.
We are adding a side out and like different, more like kills and stuff because they kind of got boring over time. Yep.
Yeah, we just got a lot of the stats right now and commercials for their sponsors and stuff like that.
Yeah. So in game reaction. So I think what we discovered last night from doing it is that, there's a lot of kills that happen in a volleyball game, and we only had 3 graphics for kills, and so that got really boring. So we need more of those. There's quite a few aces, too, and so we need more of those. So this is like just good learning, a learning curve that we could discover the things that we need more of, and like Trevor said, side outs. So in-game graphics that we can react to what's going on in the game, but also they're interested in doing like fan cam stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which we could do. You know, you see that a lot when you go to games in other, like, bigger arenas and stadiums and things. And you'll see, like, you know, the lookalike stuff where you have a picture of, like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you find an audience member that looks like Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, exactly. Mike Wazowski. Exactly is what I was thinking of. Yeah, and then you put that side by side. And we can do that because we have an Apple TV hooked up to the board. So we could AirPlay from an iPad or a phone or something. And you could do that pretty easily. Or like a dance one where you play a song and like show us your moves. Like little kids would love that. So we could do something like that. And trivia. More trivia.
Trivia. People love the trivia.
They love the trivia.
They love the trivia. So building off of what you said about the Apple TV, what other things could we use the board for other than in-game things?
Well, I mean, you could go in there. You could teach anything from the video board. You could throw anything up on the screen and teach it. But I also think like volleyball or basketball season, you could put your film up there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You could like break down film in the gym, or you could like a coach could literally like show big up on the screen, like this is what you guys need to do, or this is what you did, and this is how we need to fix it. Yeah, they could. Because I know like Huddle has the ability to, what's it called, where you can write on the screen. What is that called? They do it on football broadcasts.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
You know what I'm saying, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know you're saying. They like can yellow like, pen.
Mm-hmm, they can write, tell us something. They can write on it and like show things. And you could do that like on that big board. Like that'd be pretty effective, I think.
We do not need that.
Sure you do.
No, we don't.
Oh, Trevor. Gage would love that, don't you think?
Yeah, he would, but not us.
I said that when I hooked up the Apple TV, I was telling people that the junior high kids are screwed because Slate's going to put up T25 so much easier, and they're just going to have to do that. That doesn't affect me, so I'm fine.
Yeah, not me either. I've tried T25. That stuff's brutal. It's awful. It's terrible.
Are you too excited for the video board?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's that little Merlin LaCroix guy that always dances in the front?
Oh, yeah?
In the bench, yeah.
We could put him up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's always dancing. I don't know where he was last night.
Was he not there?
Nope.
Yeah, we could totally put a fan cam on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we are actually, we're obviously looking for ideas because there's 17 people in journalism. And even just after last night and talking to Trevor and Josh had a lot of good ideas just running the board. They were thinking of things that we needed to add and things that we should change. And then we had people in the crowd coming up to us asking us what they wanted or telling us what they wanted. And so I was able to I literally just wrote a list today of 20 plus new things to create. And everybody in our class has an assignment now, and we'll create more than one thing more than likely before next week, because our next game is a week from yesterday. Ooh. It's 6 days from right now. So we have plenty of people in journalism. We have 17 people in journalism right now. So we have a lot of manpower, so we can address these needs pretty easily, I think. And the kids are getting better at making things. It's kind of rough at first, but I think we'll get better as we go along.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Are we able to put You Can't Do That?
I think we should make one and try it and see what happens. I mean, that's a really common crowd cheer.
Yeah.
And the thing about a video board is there's honestly probably not a lot of rules for high school sports concerning video boards because
probably
they don't really exist everywhere yet. So I think
this is what's going to get them.
You can maybe get away with some stuff.
Right now we can.
We can get, because there's no rules. Or not as many, you know. Like, I mean, there's rules about drones now.
Oh, really?
No, yeah, you can't have a drone over a football game.
Can you have them over a volleyball game?
No. That was too dangerous.
That's unfortunate.
But that was a rule that the NSAA had to come up with.
Yeah.
You know, because drones haven't always been around.
We'll work before the law shows up.
Exactly.
Question that I have been asked several times, and I've had to tell people no to. Can we do instant replay?
Okay, so no, we can't.
Why? We can't.
Okay. I thought you said yes.
I have had to explain this to three different people, and I have gotten very frustrated while explaining.
Why can't we do this?
Well, okay. Well, we could if we had
all 17 people at the game working.
No kidding, seriously, because we already had four people there last night: two on the video board and two doing videos and pictures. So those people would either have to be repurposed, or you'd have to have at least two more people, because you'd have to have probably three, because you'd probably want two more cameras, because you don't know. Instant replay. Think about instant replay when you watch TV.
Is it from the same angle every
exactly.
time?
Exactly. Well, you can't see it always from the same place. So you're going to have multiple cameras, mm-hmm. right? Like at least in a volleyball game, you'd have to have two, one at each end of the floor at the very least. You know, you could try to have one up from above, but what are you going to see the line from way up where we are? No.
Maybe start offering extra credit for it.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Well, okay, but we need the cameras, which are thousands of dollars a piece.
First off, we need, sponsors. Four cameras. Sponsors.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Yeah, we need very specific cameras that have to be wired.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Big, long cables wired into a thing called a TriCaster, which looks like a DJ mixing board.
That sounds fun.
Perfect. Just what we need.
Cool, yeah. And so that would have to be up somewhere. And then you have to have monitors so that you can watch the feeds of the cameras.
We could just expand our gym.
Yep. Make a private room for us.
Let's make a private room
just
for instant replay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And that little corner back there.
Yeah.
That's about what you'd have to do. Seriously.
And then have several other people, several thousands of dollars worth of camera equipment.
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands of dollars worth of camera equipment.
Yeah,
and then
probably.
100 points of extra credit.
Yeah.
And in
our take care of it.
Just throwing it out.
I mean, we definitely have enough people.
Full-time job, work study.
Yeah. The problem is that half of our class right now plays volleyball. So then it'd be basically the other half that doesn't, that would have to do it every time.
Yeah. And I don't want to do that. I do it. If we have enough money to pay for a full control room, I think we should have money to pay us.
Yeah, I think so.
Too bad we don't.
These are big dreams. These are big dreams.
Hey, that's how these things come to. That's how the video board showed up.
Exactly, because I'm sure at some point someone said we should get a video board, and someone was like, "Oh, Crofton will never do
dreams.
That. These are big. That's a big dream. That's never going to happen." And it did. So, and honestly, I think what would be cool is that in time, if this generates enough money, you could put a second board in the gym, or you could put a board on the football field, which I think would be really cool.
Yeah.
Because those, you can do so much at a football game, and those are like even bigger.
Big.
They're huge. It's really cool. Ooh. So that would be neat. And then the possibility of doing more of like a broadcast thing from the football game is more of a possibility because there's a press box already
that
would be nice.
Take a nook out of, you know, you could do that.
I could announce. Mm-hmm. I'll just be my dad.
Well, people have asked. So you asked about instant replay, but another question is Huddle live streams that you watch from other schools, like O'Neill, for example. Mm-hmm. They have like play by play and color.
They got little kids running that.
They have junior high students.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they basically are doing what you would hear two broadcasters doing at a game on TV. They're trying to. It's real cute.
It's adorable. Yeah. Period. Mm-hmm. We should do that. That'd be fun.
That's more of a possibility. I could see that happening sooner than instant replay.
We can make more money with that.
It's always about the dollars.
Yep. It's always about the dollars. Yeah.
Always. But if you could say to a sponsor that we will, you know, every however many minutes we have a verbal ad read.
Yeah.
You know. And so your name's getting out there.
We should start doing that for this podcast.
You should. Get some of your own sponsors.
Ooh. I mean, that's not on me.
Why not? It could be.
I guess I should.
Yeah.
I'll get paid for this. Sure.
You just don't tell me about it.
What are we talking about? Yeah.
I'm just joking. But yeah, we could put sponsors on this.
We could work on that.
Mm-hmm.
I could start doing ad reads. I need to transition anyway from this interview to Kramer's.
Yeah, how are you going to... Oh, what are you going to talk to her about?
Probably this.
The same video board? Yeah, because this affected her life too.
It did.
Because we got the video board, we had to get a whole new scoring system.
Yeah.
So now they don't use the big... They used to have that big...
That big old machine.
Yep.
That box with all those buttons.
And they're just on an iPad.
Yes.
Which
it's completely different.
Very difficult for...
Just different.
I don't know who's running it.
I don't know.
I think it was Miss Kleinschmidt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
Oh, was
so.
She?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, something to get used to.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be easier, but it's just very different.
There was no stats on there.
I know.
The stats didn't work last night.
I know. That's something that I would ask. You should ask Miss Kramer about that. I want to ask her, too.
I have asked Kramer about
that. What did she say?
I guess we'll figure out next interview.
Okay, you're going to ask her again?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I forgot to ask her myself. But we're going to try, because one thing also, another problem with the video board was that the bottom bar is like the scoreboard, mm-hmm. but it didn't say Crofton
yeah,
and O'Neill.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And so people were like, well, who's who?
Yeah.
And I think that if she puts in logos for the teams, like with a warrior and like the eagle, for example. Like if she puts those in the iPad, I think those will appear.
Oh.
Because everything, this is getting in the weeds a little bit, but everything that appears on the bottom bar comes from her.
Yeah, that's them, not us.
Comes from the iPad. We don't generate anything for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have very little control over that.
We need to change it up a little bit. It's kind of like dry at
the
bottom.
I know, you guys
said
that.
That's what I'm going to start working on, I think.
Yeah, making it look more like it belongs there.
I need to figure out how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. There's got to be a way to do it.
Yeah, there's a lot to do.
Oh my gosh, yeah. There's the possibilities and the I have to say, while we're on here with you, I have to thank you so much for all the work that you have done.
Stop.
Serious. I'm totally serious. Because if you hadn't been able to just be told to just like go and figure it out, we would not have been ready last night. Because I would have had to do it all, and I don't know when I would have done it.
After school, all the time, your own time.
Yeah, exactly. I just wouldn't have been living a life at all.
I'd be fine.
I appreciate you, Jack. Seriously, it's amazing, really nice.
I do what I can.
Yes, thank you.
I don't know how to take that. Anywho, any closing remarks from you two?
Nope.
Are you excited to do it again or not?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, good. But are you ready to, like, turn over the reins to the laptop, or you would, like, eagerly do that again?
I'd probably do it again.
You would do it again.
Yeah. Would you be as stressed next
no.
time?
No, I don't. Yeah.
He was taking his sweatshirt off, like, 3 times, put it back on.
Yeah, at first it was, it's just the unknown. It's just nerve-wracking because mm-hmm. you don't know what to expect. But it wasn't that bad.
Wonderful.
It was fun.
Anywho, that's all I've got, I think.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for podcasting.
You betcha.
Yep.
Thank you much.
Thanks.
Ha ha ha, ha ha ha. What a fun interview. My biggest fear just came true. The first, like, 2 minutes of Miss Kramer's interview, gone. It's corrupted. It's completely gone. I don't know. I don't know. So I'm just going to fill you in. You missed all of the introductions. This is Miss Kramer. She's our activities director. She's an incredibly busy lady. I've been trying to get her on the podcast for the longest time, and you'll see why. It's a really good interview, and I'm really frustrated that the first bit didn't record, but that's about all you need to know. She is living proof that if you bother someone enough, they will be on your podcast. So enjoy the rest of this interview. So we're talking about all of the different, like, upgrades that the school has had, because mm-hmm. we've had the video board this year. We've had our gym was remodeled. The floor was, like, redone.
Yes.
We've had just so many other different things happening year by year. So with the video board specifically, starting off, can you explain, like, the process that we've had, or at least the process that you've been a part of getting from getting the video board, like, idea to actually having it installed on the wall to running it?
Sure. It was an idea that we kind of, Mr. Look and Mr. O and Mr. Roggy and myself, we kind of had this idea that something that maybe it someday, you know, it was kind of one of those pipe dreams, someday we would like to have mm-hmm. this. And so we kind of went to the Booster Club. So I'm kind of a liaison between the school and the Booster Club. And so kind of brought that to them and, you know, what their thoughts were. And they got on board, you know. So they did a lot of the fundraising. I think Mrs. Baker also helped with some of the fundraising mm-hmm. With that video board. So it's all through donations. So we got the new video board, all through donations. Hasn't cost the school anything, so, which was awesome, which was great. So from there, you know, it just kind of developed and grew. And of course, it gives you guys another avenue to pursue, which is great because, you know, it gives you another side of the experience that kids would have or that fans would have coming into a venue and coming into a game or whatever. So we're excited. I mean, yeah, it's for you as well. It's been a lot of work, oh, I'm yeah. sure, on your side, but I think you might like it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Or whatever. Exactly.
What are some of the bigger upgrades that you would say you have seen over your tenure of working here?
Yes, 10-year would be correct. Yeah, video board's the big, probably a really big one. You know, we've done small things here and there just to kind of do some improvements or things that we thought were maybe lacking or falling behind a little bit. So, you know, we've done some improvements down at the football field. You know, we installed a new sound system down there. Mm-hmm. I think it was a couple years ago we did that. The old one was just getting to a point where it wasn't wanting to work all the time, and so we had to do that. We upgraded the sound system in the gym a few, you know, a while back when I think Mr. Dahl was still here. We did that. Of course, you see the floor that we had to refinish last year. You know, the life of a floor is only for so long, and we had overextended that time, so it needed to be done. So we did that, which looks great. We put in new gym wall padding, not only here at the high school, we also did at the elementary. Mm-hmm. So there's new stage padding and everything.
Yeah, that
so
old when worn out stage.
The old worn out stage was, that I think hit the trash, actually. So
I don't think there was any use for that.
I don't think so either. After I started looking at it, I'm like, this is really bad.
Yeah.
So we got that. I think, you know, the elementary actually appreciated that a lot because they said, you know, a lot of times when we look at upgrades, we don't
yeah.
do things at the elementary, but they said it looks really nice. It looks great.
It
you know,
does.
It's nothing, you know, it doesn't say Crofton or Warriors on it, but we don't use it in that capacity a lot, mm-hmm. you know, for game. I mean, we do use it for games, but you know, to put all that in there, not that it yeah. was been more expensive, but it would, you know, just, it does dress it up a little bit, makes it a little bit nicer. Mm-hmm. So we did that. And we did take, when we did the video board out here, we did take a clock that we replaced the video board with down to the elementary. So that is down there.
Yeah.
And then we purchased another one, just a kind of a half clock.
Yeah, that half one's on that
yep,
other wall.
On the other wall, yes. So we, you know, so sometimes we just do those things just to kind of, they might not make a huge impact, but they do in a way, you know, for
they
for
step
a lot
us
of
up a little bit.
They step us up just a little bit, yeah.
yeah.
Yep, along the way.
Very nice. Very nice stuff like that. Last episode, Mr. O talked a lot about like our one-to-one iPad system.
Yes.
And how that was one of our bigger upgrades, I would mm-hmm. say.
Yes.
So how would you say that has changed our school? Do you think it's completely overhauled everything at this point?
You know, that's a good question. You know, it's one of those things that technology influences us all, you know, and in today's day and age, you know, we needed to do something, I think, to keep up with what was going on. And whether that was with, because the discussion did center around, do we do laptops for the kids or do we do iPads? And so that was always weighed back and forth. And obviously we chose the iPads. I think it's been beneficial to the kids. I mean, I think. It's yes or no, maybe. I don't know.
I'd say.
Yeah. It's been beneficial. It does, I think, cost wise, it might eliminate some of the, you know, like the paper stuff because you don't have a lot of the, you know, the paper pencil stuff. I mean, I still do some of that just to kind of give you guys a break from just being on technology all the time, 90 minutes. Not that we're on 90 minutes, but, you know, just to vary and just to give some different perspective. But, yeah, that was a change. I mean, for me alone, it was a change because, you know, after so long, you just kind of get used to doing what you're doing. And then it's like, oh, goodness, I got to learn what?
So, what's Canvas?
What is Canvas?
What is this
Canvas they speak of?
Yeah.
Yes.
How did that decision happen between, because I like a lot of other schools, they have laptops. How do we, Well, where did the decision come from to get us iPads instead of laptops?
You know, I think that was when Mr. Dahl was here at the time when we made that transition. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm not 100% sure, but I think they kind of checked into both. And a lot of some of the schools or what that's just what they preferred was the laptop. Now, I have nieces and nephews that would probably tell me the exact opposite.
Yeah.
They would rather have the laptop because then at least you can have a keyboard built in, a decent keyboard built in.
We've got these from the library. We're good.
Yes. But, you know, so, you know, what do you do on the laptop? You know, a lot of times it's still research and it's that kind of stuff, which I think you can do efficiently on the iPad.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of steered the direction as to where that went to.
Hmm. Yeah. How do you think the technology itself affects the students, not only like in a learning capacity, but like as a whole, as people, because that's a big changing thing.
It is a huge changing thing. And I think it's good for them to learn how to use it correctly, should I say, you know, and how, you know, the appropriate times to use it and when to use it and when not to use it. Because, you know, there's some kids that sit in class and it's like, yep, I'm pretty sure you're not paying attention because I can tell. But they would never admit it, you know. But I think overall it's been a positive for the kids, for you guys to utilize.
Yeah, I'd say it's very nice. I mean, we've got Notability. We can write stuff.
You can write stuff. You can listen to stuff. You can.
Yeah. We've got it all. I think I'm in the minority. I'm not playing games. I'm just like reading wiki pages all the time. I'm just.
Oh,
like,
I'm well aware.
you're paying attention. I'm just on the wiki page for like Nile Rodgers reading about some guitar.
Now I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm on. You can tell.
Yep.
We use a lot of, in personal finance, we use a lot of different review games.
We do.
How did you come to that avenue?
You know, obviously it's not something that I grew up with, obviously.
Yeah, you just had the old whiteboard. And
I just had the old whiteboard, and actually, yeah. So it was, it's something new, and I think it's something that, obviously, if you are in our class, when we do our review games, they can kind of get kind of intense. I've done different things, and then obviously you find these things that kids kind of gravitate towards and they like. So it's like, okay, if I can get them and grab their attention with this, the hope is that it translates into them learning what mm-hmm. the material that we're doing. So yeah. That, I think, helps a little bit.
We're learning. Whether or not we're having a fun time.
Exactly.
Still works.
It still works, exactly.
Yeah. Completely different. Just turning the, what's the analogy I'm looking for?
We're going with complete 180.
Going
here.
Down a different street.
Okay. Okay.
Kind of a different street.
Alrighty.
Taking a 90 degree turn.
Okay.
We'll go there.
All right.
What are things that you've learned as being activities director that you translate to being a teacher? And then conversely, what are things that you learned as being a teacher that you can use as activities director?
Both require a lot of organization. I mean, for me personally, it just requires a lot of organization, just because when I'm doing my AD stuff, I have to make sure I've got everybody lined up, all my workers, I've got my officials here, my bench workers. I got to make sure the teams know what time, the time the game starts. I have to have that all in order, which does lend itself obviously nicely mm-hmm. to being an educator, just because I kind of got to be a little bit organized, especially when I've got a busy week. It's just, I got to make sure everything is done. So those two things, being organized, the two just kind of merge. And it's, here we go. Yes.
they're all one thing.
They're all just one thing.
Two sides of the same coin.
Yep, exactly.
How do you, maybe unrelated, not okay. really. How do you find time? How do you have time?
For what?
You have enough time to stand in the hallway and say Jack Cheever.
I do every morning. Jack Cheever, good morning.
There's a lot of different things, but do you have, how much of personal time are you using on this stuff?
Probably more than people realize I do. You have a parent that's in the profession as well, education. You take a look at, sometimes, the amount of time that she spends maybe at home doing her stuff on her personal time. I said, I probably spend it just as much. Some nights, I will admit, some nights there's just I'm tired, I'm done. It's just I can't do it anymore.
It's good to have those nights.
I'm mentally just done for the day. And so I just kind of sit there and find something mindless to do, whatever that might be.
Yeah, that's important. That's important too.
So.
Rest days.
Yes, rest days. So yeah, there's quite a bit of time that I do spend, my personal time, Obviously, with the advent of the cell phone, doesn't help matters much. Yeah. So, everybody can get a hold of me. Most people can get a hold of me if they want to. So it's really, yeah.
You're spending a lot of time on the phone? You're big on TikTok, Graham.
That would be a no. That would be a no. I hear it enough from you guys. I don't need to know the latest and greatest.
What are the things that, just some general things that you've learned in, I don't know how many years you've been here.
I've been here for 29 years, Zach, or Jack, yes. 29.
29.
Jack, yes.
Big 29. So what have you learned?
I've learned a lot. Just the education itself, you're taking the field of education alone. That has changed a lot in 29 years. When I was first here, we had the old Apple computers, for a computer lab, that's what we had. And so now we have the Apple iPads now. So it's that, family environments have changed, the makeup of a family has changed, which in turn influences the kids, so that has brought about different aspects, and there's so much that has changed. It's to stop and think about it is kind of scary sometimes. It's a lot that has changed. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. What keeps you here? What keeps you here, Crofton?
I have asked myself that a lot. No, just kidding.
Whoa.
Whoa. Flashback, yes. No. It's my dad actually is originally from Crofton. If you didn't
there
know
you
that,
go.
That there. and so I was familiar with the area. I actually student taught in Crofton. Shocker. If you didn't know that either. And so the Shirley Swatsky is who I student taught under. That spring, she decided that she was going to retire. And so I did apply here. I applied to other places as well. But I chose here. I already knew the school system, knew the school system, the community, and that kind of thing. And, you know, it's probably what keeps me here is the kids, is the families.
Stop it.
Yes. So, I mean, any place you go, there's always going to be those negatives. And so it's kind of like, okay, if I'm making this change, am I doing it? Is it going to be better? How do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know? You know? So, yeah, here I am, Jack. 29 years
29.
Later. Here I am.
Still here.
I'm still here.
That could be worse. Not that bad of a place. Yeah.
No, it's not that bad of a. It's not that bad.
We have fun.
Yes, we do.
Well, I think that's all I have for you.
All right.
Was it a positive podcasting experience?
It was a positive podcasting experience.
There we go.
Yep.
Now you're going to want to do it more.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Every day. You'll be in here.
I don't know about that, but yes.
All right. That's all we got.
Perfect. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Welcome to the podcast. First off, Quinlan.
Hi.
Quinlan's here for this part. And then also, welcome to the podcast. The reason why we have all of this podcast equipment, and the reason why we have time to do all of this podcast stuff, and the reason why we have any technology in the school whatsoever, I'll give you all that credit, Miss Pack.
Woo! Yeah. I'm so excited to be here. In fact, you've been trying to get me.
Yeah, another example of if I badger someone enough.
I know. I'm such a chicken. Work. I chickened out last week, didn't I?
Yeah.
I ran away.
No, I didn't run away. It's just
and
been
we
like
have to thank
week.
Our school board and our administration and our teachers and Great Plains Communication for giving us a grant that got us this great podcast.
Really?
Equipment.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. And the lighting for the journalism makerspace area.
I didn't know that.
So,
I didn't know that either.
Wow.
Thank you, Great Plains.
Yeah.
So humble. Pushing that off on other.
We do a commercial, right?
Yeah. We'll do ads. I said earlier in this episode, in a separate interview with Baker, I said we can get sponsorships on this. We should do that.
That would be sick.
I will read ads.
We should.
I'd read an ad.
We should do it.
For the video board, don't we have ads up there? I mean, for
we
the
have so many that, ads for the video board.
But to plug those guys, I mean, they really support our school.
A lot of people really support
they
our
really
school.
They really do.
It's really nice.
That's what makes it all work.
Yeah. It's really nice. Really good time.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, so to get to the topic of this episode.
Ooh.
So, talking about upgrades to the school.
Oh.
You bring up the video board.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the main ones that we've had
that's
recently.
That's a real big one.
That's one of the bigger ones that we've had over the years. Miss Pack, how many years have you been here?
This is my seventh.
Seventh.
Ooh. Ooh. I know. And I think 39th in education.
Really?
Yes.
Congratulations. Quinlan has not been alive that long.
No, definitely not.
A lot of people haven't.
Upgrades to the school.
Yes, so, upgrades. Video board is awesome. Upgrades.
Yeah, upgrades. Upgrades, upgrades, upgrades.
Upgrades.
You know, I really think our school, as we do these things, it's more of an evolution. So we bring something in and learn it well and get teachers used to it, you know. But I think some of the upgrades, I really like our makerspace things that are starting to go.
Yeah.
I wish I had more time to devote to that. But really, with Great Plains, they gave us quite a chunk of money to, you know, we got a pottery wheel, we got a camera, we got so many things to start letting kids be creative and makers.
Speaking of that, would you like to explain what the makerspace is for all of those who don't know?
Absolutely. Well, makerspaces are places where kids can be creative and problem solvers and kind of explore things that they're passionate about. You know, and that's really hard when we jam so much into a school day that to get to that, because creativity for kids is the top of the learning pyramid. So the more that we can do that, you know, and not just do a cookie cutter, you know, I think it's great. What I love about our makerspaces that we're just kind of, you know, getting off the floor and the ground is a lot of teachers are are jumping in and being a part of that, especially our CTE teachers. Like we have, well, Mrs. Baker, you know, she is all over, you know, whatever equipment we need, you know, microphones, all of that, you know, and letting you guys do this during homeroom, during encore, during journalism, to embed it in the classes, you know. So we have Mrs. Bloomstead, you know, we've got that pottery wheel going, but she also has a number of art apps. That she's like Procreate and things like that, that she's working with and exploring for kids, which is so crucial as they're leaving us and going out to the world full of technology. To be creative and not somebody who just puts something out there that somebody else has already done. I think the more that we can do that for kids,
I also feel like it's 1,000 times easier to learn when you're having fun with it, too. You can be creative, having fun. That just makes it a bunch. It makes it easier in so many different ways.
No, and some of the other teachers that are doing it, Mr. Evans.
He's talking to me about some of the stuff that they do.
Yeah, he's on fire. He would be a great one to interview because he's gotten some grants, too, to help with that. We got a laser printer. We got a plasma printer. He has a Cricut. He has so many things going on out there. It's just crazy. And if we can get kids to have projects, hey, I have an idea for something, you know, to have that spur on and then give the extra time during homeroom, kids not in encore can go to those places and explore it more. You know, we have Mrs. Taney. Man, she's always on fire.
Yeah.
Did you see? Okay, the one thing we got with the last of our Great Plains money is an edible inkjet printer.
Really?
So she can print
on... Have you not heard about what edible... Have you ever seen like pictures on top of cakes?
Oh, that's sick.
I know. So she's going... She's already made a cake for the board and gave it to the teachers too, but cupcakes, cookies. So to actually, if people kind of do a little catering thing so that they can charge and then get money back, but to have kids design it, to design in Canva
that's
and then
so
to print
cool.
it. Yeah, it is. And our teachers here just have those ideas. And so me, I get to just kind of, here's the seed. Yes, we can find the money. We'll get the grant and we'll make it happen. Because it is the individual teacher that does make that happen. Those when you say new things in school, I think of individuals. Just like you guys in this podcasting. Do you remember the first day you saw the podcasting equipment?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I was walking down the hall.
I
beelined it right for you. And I said, here's the seed.
Word for word.
Yep.
Right there.
Yep.
I remember. Clear as day.
Clear as day. Remember it.
Yeah.
So from your perspective of all of the like technological advancements that we've had, because I talked to Kramer right before this, and she has a completely different outlook on how everything worked. Like she's seeing it from like the point of view of like getting all of this stuff and having it and trying to, you know, implement it into stuff. How do you see it with all of the things that you do with it, like actually getting it to work in there and troubleshooting and all the
technology
that you do?
Everything. Yeah, which I love my job because it's never the same 2 days in a row. But for me, when it comes to technology and why I got into it, is my roots are in special ed. And my first goal with technology is to make things accessible to all kids. So using technology to break those barriers. We made sure all our textbooks are digital coming into it, that kids knew how. That's why the iPad has so many assistive technology features to it. We'll read out loud, you know, we'll define it so that we start making learning differences just that, a difference, and that there are tools to break it down. But then there are tools to help them be more productive also. So, you know, let the accessibility be there, but how can I help them be more productive? Wow. You know, one of the more exciting things, if you're talking technology, that especially in the area of special ed, if we can use it, if we can train them responsibly and how to use it well, it's the use of AI as a personal assistant.
That's a big one.
I use it myself in writing. I struggle. I have a learning difference. And it has made me a better writer, if you use it right. And so we'll be exploring. We need to, in school, use that responsibly. And make sure that kids, you know, use it to make them better, not to not have to work hard. You know, but,
Where do you think AI is going? Just in your opinion.
Oh, you know, it scares me a little.
Yeah.
But as I've been playing for the last year or so, in fact, one of the sessions I was going to do last year for teachers was on AI, just to help them. But the pure time saver for teachers, you know, we're correcting papers, we're making plans. But with AI, I can go, hey, make a lesson plan with activities and questions, and then we make it our own. We bring our own content to it, but it gives the outline, you know. I think that is huge. When I write emails now, I always run it through AI and say, you know, is there anything unclear on this? But I start. I put the stuff in it, you know, and it gives it back, and then I still make it my own. I think that's what we need to be cautious for.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll see. I don't know.
It's really interesting.
It is. I know my daughter's in graphic design at Omaha Steaks, and maybe they can sponsor us. No.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Hey, not sponsored. We should. Yeah, I'll talk to her. Who knows? But, you know, they are worried about that taking their jobs away because AI and you know, make an image that looks like this and has that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It is a transformative technology. Mm-hmm. You know, some will say not, but it's a ton has come at us, and I think some will fall away and we'll come out with some good gems if we do it right.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's so interesting.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
It is. If used right.
If used right.
Yeah, it is also, I think it's a little scary too.
It is.
There's
definitely
some scary things I've seen on TikTok.
Yeah, depending on how, like, well, if it gets super advanced.
Yeah.
And it's real spooky.
So what have you seen on TikTok?
Oh, I've seen like videos of like political figures saying things and like you can't discern it.
Yeah.
Like you can't, I thought it was the actual thing until I looked into it and I was like, oh my gosh, that person didn't say that.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you get to the, if it gets to the level of like, you can't discern it.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that. I'm like, and there's just like comments that people are like fully believing it. I'm like, oh my God, like that's scary. Yeah.
We need to make you guys into AI busters.
Yeah.
Like Ghostbusters, but you know, because really fake news out there, you know.
Already, it's so much.
And it was a problem before,
mm-hmm.
you know, but when it looks so real.
Yeah, now it's just getting like exponentially worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so to help students learn how to look at those things critically and not just be gullible about some of those and
media
use it.
Literacy.
Yeah, it's important. Yes, exactly.
Maybe sometime down the line that'll be like a required class.
Well, I think it needs to be incorporated into everything.
Yeah.
You know, so if I'm doing research for a class, media literacy, you know, how to double check what's going on, you know, but also within, I know Mrs. O'Brien's going to be doing some things at the elementary that will focus on that. And she does that in her 7th and 8th grade technology class with media literacy, bringing those in. But I think any of those types of digital citizenship things are going to be key for our students because social media, that scares me more than AI does for students.
Yeah.
Just emotionally and being able to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole nother topic.
Whole
nother topic.
That's what we're here to talk
about. I know.
We're here to talk about whole nother topics.
Whole other topics.
Okay. To get us back on track.
Okay.
Which, getting off track is great. That's what a podcast is.
Exactly.
Squirrel.
Exactly. Yeah. But, to get back in there. So, other upgrades to the school.
Oh, yeah.
Other things that you are doing. One of the things is the HAL program.
That's what I was just
We're revamping that
thing.
Would you like to talk about what we're doing there?
Sure. At the 912 program. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mr. Gates, meeting weekly with them, but the other options students have, because you guys are just really busy and doing it during homeroom is kind of hard, is to come up with a project, okay, an independent project. And so like yours is?
Podcasting.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, that's your requirement for the HAL program, but you're doing something you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And that you love, and you're getting to explore something beyond what we can offer. One of the other things that's coming out that I'm really excited about, but I don't know hardly anything about, is Mr. Ostermeyer got a grant for some virtual reality.
I saw him playing with those.
Oh. It's like crazy. They can be on a wind tower, like they're experiencing a job. doing that, and it even feels like it's shaken, but that would just scare me. So I would
just the wind tower.
Yeah. But there's things in Mrs. Taney's area, you know, sewing. There's in industrial tech with Mr. Evans. There's, I'm sure there's art things, but it'll be fun to explore that.
Yeah.
That it's quite the tool, and I just made my login and have to get training. So so be looking for that, and we'll see what classes use it.
Yeah.
Oh. That's exciting. I didn't know that.
That is really exciting.
That's really exciting.
I heard just like the smallest little inklings about it.
Well, the great thing there, being in a small school, one, I love it. Mm. You know, I've been in big systems for decades, and I just love the connection that teachers and students have and community feel, but it also limits us in our resources and things we can offer students.
Yeah.
And so that's where I think Mr. O is really going with this, is let's get our students some experiences that we can't give them in our space. So I'm excited that they're always kind of thinking about that you know, when they get out.
I have a good question.
Okay.
How do you go about picking up a new sort of medium for doing something? How do you learn about AI or talk about doing something like this? How do you just break into a different area? What's your strategy for that? Or do you have one?
I'm pretty eclectic there, and I hit it in multiple ways. Like, for instance, with AI, when I decided I knew nothing about it, but here, I'll do a presentation. So reading a lot of blogs, listen to a lot of podcasts, and then getting right into the tools, just diving in, making mistakes, you know. I think one of the things that I want all students, all of my students, no matter what level, is if we can teach them to be self-directed learners, and if they have a question, they know where to go to ask it and get it answered. And if one of those is AI, great. Did they learn from it? Awesome. Or maybe it's a YouTube video. Hello, I use YouTube a lot.
You have to.
I mean, to me, that was one of the first self-directed learning tools that I know, especially in special ed. I use a lot. I make a lot of my own videos because I think it's a great tool. But no, you just dive in. Just like, how did you learn how to podcast? I didn't want to learn about that, but I knew you did. Right?
Yeah. Figure out how to use this thing.
Yeah.
And talk.
That's my expertise, I'd say.
Yeah, your expertise is talking for sure.
I'm the big old talker.
That sounds like it's an insult, but it's not.
It could be
for some people. No, but it's not.
I love talking.
You're great at talking.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah.
Which brings me to a question I have for you guys.
You're the first guest to do this. See why I wanted her on the podcast so bad?
She already knows what she's doing.
See, exactly. That's what.
You come pre-prepared with questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, you amaze me. You get up in front of people. I've done presentations too, but I'm always so nervous. Like coming in, hello, nervous. Do you guys get nervous when you're doing this stuff?
This stuff?
Yeah, or in front of people, like your speeches, your one act.
Speech, I'm such a nervous person. Okay. But when I'm like, I don't know, when I'm behind, I guess the audio, and I'm just talking with my bud Jack, and we're just goofing off. We're just having a good time. I don't know. It's different for me. I'm just having like a fun time.
Yeah. And I can kind of notice that because I've not done a podcast before, and I'm usually super nervous in front of a camera. But this feels pretty comfortable. You guys are pretty good.
It just feels like you're just having a conversation. It's just like recorded.
Yeah. So in your speech, so this is a tip for students. You said you get nervous.
Oh, very.
Okay. What do you do to center yourself?
See, I haven't really mastered that yet.
Okay.
So I'm still working on it so much. But I don't know. I just have to like try to clear my head. Just have to like, and I have to think like these people really don't care. Like in the whole grand scheme of things.
That's my thing.
Like they might be like, oh, this kid sucks. And then 5 hours later, they won't think of me ever again.
Yeah.
Like I just have to really like hammer that in that no one really cares.
No, yeah. Yeah. 100%. That's my strategy for doing stuff. Like for this, I think for just about anything, for being nervous for stuff, I've gotten pretty good at controlling my nervousness, my nerves, because like doing so many things, like speech was the big one that like freshman year, I was writing speech And I remember my first time I was performing my duet with Roy, the crayon map. Mm-hmm. That was freshman year. And I remember the first meet, I was so nervous. And I was like, what do I do? And we got up there and like we started performing and it was like, okay, heads down, you know, start. And we went up and we did it. And I was just like, and I got done and I said, oh, it's like practicing, but you just do it in front of people. And I was like, oh, that's what it is. And I still keep getting like nervous for stuff. Like I'll get nervous if it's, you know, entertainment or something, or like if I don't entirely know what I'm doing is kind of my thing. Like if I'm halfway on a script or I'm like just sort of still not 100% knowing what I'm doing, then I'll get nervous. And then I go to what you said and I'll be like, nobody really cares. And that's kind of my, like, I'm almost like,
I'm doing it for me.
I'm a little bit shaky thinking about it. Like, I'm okay. Like, my heart's beating a little bit faster when I'm thinking about doing speech and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But my normal thought process, like, for singing the national anthem, not to be like, here's all the things I've done.
I don't want to be braggadocious.
Like, I performed, I did the national anthem as a quartet in Memorial Stadium, and like that sort of stuff. There's a bunch of people in the stands, and I think about it and I'm like, whoa, no. And then I get there and I'm like, okay, nobody cares. Nobody, if this is bad, somebody's gonna go, oh, that was bad, and then be like, oh, the football game was fine.
Yeah,
you
know? It'll move
nobody,
on with their whole
nobody
life.
Really cares about the national anthem. But then like I don't, it's kind of a sweet spot here, okay. Because to get from nobody cares about anything I do ever, that's not a good thought process to have.
No, true.
So like it's kind of a sweet spot between I don't care, so I'm not nervous, but then also I care about this because, you know, it's speech and I want to do well in speech. And also like, you know, I really enjoy doing something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's finding the fine line between nobody cares about this and I do. Yeah. You know?
And don't you think, just personally, that having some nerves is good?
It might.
Oh, I'm sure it's
that
good.
It keeps your mind kind of hopping and clicking, sure. As long as you don't totally freak yourself out.
Yeah.
That if I'm not nervous, maybe it's not that important to me.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. If you're not nervous about it, then is that the biggest thing to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So both of you use your personality and speech well, okay? How do you plan to use it in the future for yourself?
Personality?
That talent of being able to speak, to interact, to convey your thoughts well.
I plan on using, I use being able to speak every day. Like that's one of my main reasons where I'm like, hey, go out for speech, because I'm like, people are like, I hate talking in front of people, and I'm like, that's why you should go out for speech, because it's so important.
It really
to know
does
how
help
to do it. Yeah, exactly.
Like my first year in speech, like I get up there and I was a wreck. It was terrible. But then like I could slowly tell that I was slowly getting more and more comfortable. It's still nowhere near like I'm a master, but I was slowly getting more and more comfortable until, I mean, where I'm at now. And I'm like, I'd say I'm like kind of in the middle now.
I think you can say
that you can speak.
Yeah.
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 And I saw you as a freshman, and I can tell you, you have drastically improved. Not that you're terrible, but I can just tell your confidence.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess I feel like I've gotten
your personality into it now.
Like it feels more normal now. Mm-hmm. It feels like I'm not going up there and saying a speech because I'm doing this thing that I'm so nervous about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it feels like I'm doing something that I enjoy doing, so it's getting more and more comfortable.
Yeah. And what a life skill today. In the age of technology, speaking. Those people who can communicate with other people.
Mm. Communication is so important.
Skill. Yeah, because this texting thing,
that's
not going to get you far, you know. But being able to communicate ideas, you guys just... Yeah.
It's really good to be able to do. And like for podcasting, it's good to be able to speak. Learning how to not say us and ums as much.
And like.
And stuff like that is so, it's really difficult to do. Like, freshman year, we went to a Toastmasters meeting.
Oh.
just for fun, just for something to do. And the thing that they do is people give a speech and they ding you every time you say a filler word, which is terrible. It's terrifying. It's horrible. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would do that, and they just taught about it, and they said, you can use filler words and stuff like that. It doesn't sound very good. It doesn't make it sound very good. And it, conversely to what you would think, it's better to use not saying anything than to say us and ums. Mm. To like actually think about what you're going to say. And you can notice it. If someone goes 10 seconds back, you can hear me take a pause when I could have just been going, conversely, you know.
And the pause allows your audience to take a break and think about what you just said also.
Yeah.
And but when you're nervous, you say a lot of those things. So, yeah, I like it. Just relax.
Yeah, that's part of it. And then just
And just join
it.
In.
Yeah, you just got to get comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And yeah. Then. Yeah. Okay. Cool. I think the bell's going to ring soon, isn't it?
I think
it?
The bell probably will ring
soon. And I just need to do this at the same time that Quinlan does it. And so if you have, we're going to say it at the same time.
Oh, we can do that.
Because I practice it to sound like him.
I'm honored.
I was so confused. I thought you were just talking about podcasting as a whole.
No. We're gonna do a sign off.
Do you have any final words other than
any final words
other than the 1/3 words?
No, you know, forward. Use technology to explore what you're interested in, you know, and make it work for you. Don't use it to cheat.
Don't use it to cheat.
Yes.
How's that for an end?
That's good advice. Don't cheat.
Don't use it. Because, you know, we know when you turn in something AI, it sounds very, it's just, we've had some come by our desks that made us laugh. It did. Okay. Are you
gonna
count us down?
I'm going to read an outro.
You're going to read the outro, and then we're going to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
So, everybody, thank you for listening to the Croft and Warrior podcast. We really appreciate your continued support and the fun stuff that not only Quinlan and I get to do, but the entire journalism team as a whole. This was a really fun episode. You can catch us on Instagram at Croft and Journalism, TikTok at Warrior Journalism, Croft and Warriors on Facebook and Twitter, at Jack Schieffer on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok if you want just me. If you want just Quinlan, go to his house or something.
Heck yeah.
Quinlan, do you have a quote of the day?
Oh, let me cook for a second.
Have a good day.
That's the quote. We'll see you next episode.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Yes.
Thank you, Miss Bay.